Hello and welcome back to another episode of Inside the Asperger Studios Presents Stories. What happens when you give animals a second chance at life? Well, my next guest does just that. He gives them a second chance at life by creating prosthetics for them of all kinds. So sit. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Stories brought, sponsored by Inside the Asperger Studios. Today I'm joined with Derek Cabana, the founder of Bionic Pets and Wizard of Paws. Thank you for coming on the show, Derek.
Thank you for having me.
Not a problem. First off, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Tell me about what? Sorry, I didn't get the last word.
Tell me about yourself.
Myself. So I started in this industry on the human side. I went to medical school for human prosthetics and orthotics, and quickly after, I was approached by a veterinarian that had a black lab named Charles, who had a congenital limb deformity. She came to the office. That day was kind of crazy. My boss actually ended up quitting. He was supposed to see this patient and this veterinarian. She was sitting in the office for about 3, 4 hours. Finally, I went up to her. I said, "I can try to help. I don't think my boss is coming in." And it was the best meeting ever because I ended up building a prosthesis for that dog. It ended up working. I got such joy out of watching the pet and the owner, walk again, walk for the first time. She was in tears, and I knew that day this is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
All right. So, do you remember your first animal you ever like gave a second life to?
That was the one, this black lab named Charles. It was, I guess, just meant to be because my boss quit that day. And, I just remember thinking to myself, I'd never seen a prosthesis for any animal. So I started Googling and I couldn't find anything. And I said, there has to be so many more animals in need. That probably 2 weeks later, I started the business and I've been in animal prosthetics since, about 2004, 2005.
So, would you say that you're the only one as of today, or are there more like you now?
There's about probably 20 of us in the world, only about 5 or 6 major businesses in the United States. It's slowly growing. Like I said, I've been doing this for about 20 years and I haven't seen too many new businesses popping up. But with the TV show, there's become a lot more interest, which is great.
Now, what goes through your mind when you're with a client and you're waiting for that dog or that or animal to walk for the very first time?
I don't have huge expectations because I know it's a process. I have hopes that they'll walk on that first day, but just like people, it takes time. You got to break in the process, got to break in the prosthesis. And so it's really important to go through the process that we give, the break-in schedule. But I'm always hopeful for those first steps in front of me because that's what I dream for. And I know the patients, caretakers are always looking for that too. But yeah, it's always a challenge for me. I love challenges. You see this dog that can't walk or hasn't walked for the first time ever. So it's just one of those things that I go through and I have my fingers crossed, hoping that they're going to take those steps in front of me.
Yeah, I mean, watching the animals and when you see that spark in their eye when they take that first step and all of a sudden you see them take off and start running, it's like you see the joy come back into their life. Like, I can walk again. It's a miracle.
Oh yeah, that's the hope every single time. That's kind of why I'm addicted to what I do. I see these animals just thrive, and the cool thing about animals is it either works or it doesn't. If this prosthesis fits, they're comfortable, they're gonna take off. And so I've learned a lot through human prosthetics and bracing, and I've learned even more through doing this with animals.
Now, do you ever hear back from any of your clients after you've saved their pet's life?
All the time. I mean, that's the thing is You are a big part of these animals' lives for the rest of their lives. So we get people writing letters, tons of Christmas cards, tons of these things. So I feel like I'm a part of the family after I've helped their pet.
Now, what was the most challenging animal you've had to make something for?
It's definitely between the avian prosthetics, the really small ones, and then the really big ones being the elephant prosthetics. You know, those are definitely the wide part of the spectrum and definitely the biggest challenge for me. Smaller is really tough because we're talking millimeters instead of inches or feet. And then the elephants are always so tough because they're huge and we got to deal with, you know, tons and thousands of pounds. So yeah, the wide spectrum animals are definitely the hardest ones.
Now, what is the most unique place you've ever traveled to help an animal?
The most unique place is definitely the country of Bhutan. I never knew there was such a country. I never heard of it. You can't just go there. You have to have work visas. It's an incredible spot. I got to walk up this place called the Tiger's Nest, which is a few hundred year old kind of monastery up in the mountains. Just being there is breathtaking, and there's so many animals in need because they're all over the place, and it's a different culture there. So I definitely say Bhutan's the coolest, most unique place.
Now, would you say you've almost traveled to every state?
Every state, I'm still working on the list. You know, some of these Midwest countries I haven't checked off, like the Dakotas, Montana, things like that. But I've been to almost all of them.
Now, what is the smallest animal you had to work on?
Smallest animal. So I made a cart for a guinea pig, which is really small for a cart. And then the avian animals, all the birds, like the ducks, chicken legs, things like that, are definitely by far the smallest.
Now, let's get to know you a little bit. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in upstate New York, a small town called Clinton, kind of in the middle of nowhere, cow country. Played a lot of sports up there. But yeah, I grew up kind of in the middle of nowhere, and now I live in Arlington, Virginia, which is center to everything.
All right. What motivates you, inspires you, and drives you?
I think helping people was always a big driver. You know, I went to college for kinesiology and sports medicine. I thought I was going to kind of be an athletic trainer for a sports team. So, you know, bandaging kids on sports teams, helping them along through an injury, that was a big deal. And then in the back of my head, I had a friend doing human prosthetics, and I always thought, oh, that'd be really cool to do. So I came down to DC and shadowed him. It was along that helping line that I liked. And I also got to use my hands to build, which I like to do as well. And then I fell into the veterinary side. So it's kind of all come together. And here I am today.
What is the best compliment you've ever gotten?
You hold the keys to heaven's door, you know,
Now,
by doing what you do. So I'd say that's a pretty good compliment, you know, just saying that I can go to heaven at any time. I like that one.
what's your biggest failure and what did you learn from that?
Biggest failure really is just, you know, taking too much on at one time. You know, if you spread yourself too thin, then you're ending up disappointing people instead of helping people. And so I tend to take on a little bit too much at times, and that kind of adds up to a lot of problems. So yeah, I don't like to I still am that type of person that likes to do and do and go and go, and sometimes that can get me into problems.
All right. Tell me about three influential people in your life and how they impacted you.
My boss, my friend who does prosthetics, he still currently does prosthetics. He's the one that I shadowed here in DC. He's the one that got me into the industry, showed me what the kind of showed me the ropes on human prosthetics. And that's who quit that day and got me into the veterinary side as well because of his absence. So I definitely am happy to have met him, and he showed me the ropes. My parents are a huge influence. They gave me pretty much my work ethic. My dad worked nonstop growing up, and I'm the same way. I never stop working. Third one, I guess my parents can be one and two, right? My mom, she worked a lot with special needs people growing up, so I got to see her in my school working with special needs folks. And I think my parents and my buddy Dave are the biggest influences out there.
All right. What makes you feel inspired or like your best self?
Helping these animals, just that feeling I get seeing these miracles, helping these dogs walk again or for the first time, and that can't be beat. And I always feel amazing after I do that.
All right, finish this sentence. I am at my best when.
I'm at my best when I'm here building devices for animals. Right now I got about 80 legs I'm doing. I don't think anyone can beat me as far as how quickly and how many I can do and how effective I am at helping these animals. So I definitely feel my best when I'm doing this.
All right, if you can turn back time and talk to your 18-year-old self, what would you tell him about where you are now?
If I could talk to my 18-year-old self, I'd say, don't worry so much, but it's also the worry that pushes you along. I'd probably tell myself that everything's going to be okay. Be you, try your hardest, and there's going to be a lot of stuff coming at you.
All right. If you can have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
I'd have the Wizard of Oz and Binary Bets on a billboard. It's all about getting the word out to the masses and showing people what we can do, because it's still at its infancy as far as knowledge and what people know about veterinary prosthetics. So I'm still every day doing things like this, doing the show, pushing the boundaries on what can be done and getting the word out, because it's still about awareness.
What do you think the world will look like in 5 years from now?
Overall, or through the veterinary prosthetic world?
Through the veterinary prosthetic world.
I think through the veterinary prosthetic world, getting the awareness out there, there's going to be a lot more people that are getting into this. In 5 years, I'm hoping to have an accrediting body, a curriculum for people to come, a school that we kind of develop so people can come through us and learn this trade. And hopefully, a lot more animals are getting helped.
Right. What was your favorite subject in school?
Math and art. So this is definitely an artistic ability. Going through all the art that I did, loving math has really helped me kind of hone in on these skills as far as veterinary prosthetics. And it takes a certain person. I think all the things I did growing up through school has helped me get to where I am today.
All right. Would you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
Kind of both. I'm an introvert and an extrovert. Most people looking at me would say I'm an extrovert, but my battery is only so big, so you got to recharge those batteries. And a lot of times I'm alone building stuff by myself, and that's kind of my introvert time where I can kind of be alone and not have to talk to a lot of people. So I definitely say both. I've thought about that a lot, and that's always my answer.
All right. I mean, I have to say, what you do when you can't bring your lab with you is amazing how you make do from where you are.
That's the fun MacGyver stuff, it's the challenge. I love challenges. I love to be able to make things from scratch to help animals, and being in a different country, challenging more and more and more is just another part of the fun.
All right. If you could be remembered for one thing, what would it be and why?
I'd like to just be remembered for helping as many animals as I do, creating the path for so many to also help animals is another big deal. So, changing the veterinary industry in its entirety, bringing animal prosthetics and orthotics to this industry, and all the animals I help is the big deal.
All right. Well, why don't you tell me about where you are now in life?
Where I am physically or
Yeah.
where I am in the business? Physically, I'm in Sterling, Virginia at my Bionic Limb Lab. We help animals around the world right out of here. There's only a few of these limb labs in the world, I believe maybe three or four. And so it's a really cool place. We make miracles happen and we get to see a lot of animals here. And it's kind of like a second home to me.
All right. Now, everyone's favorite part of the show, the questions. What is your favorite word?
My favorite word is from the movie, I say cellar door because those are the two words that match up the best to each other in the human language.
What is your
Random, but true.
least favorite word?
Least favorite word has to be least favorite word. Just came in my head, onomatopoeia. I don't know why.
Okay. What turns you on creatively, spiritually, or emotionally?
What turns me on in all those things really is the challenges I face every day helping animals. You know, I never know what I'm going to see on my desk, what species, what breed of animal, and really coming in here and being able to help all these different species definitely turns me on and allows me to be creative.
What turns you off?
What turns me off is definitely just a lot of people not understanding the process or understanding what it goes through, what it takes to go through the process, being a business owner, having to deal with certain personality types. You know, that's always still working with people. I like the animals.
What's your favorite curse word?
Favorite curse word has to be fuck. You know, it just sounds great. Just the word in general, it's great.
All right. What noise do you love?
What noise do I love? Probably animals, either barking with joy, just animals at peace, whatever noise that sounds like. It's different for all the different species.
What sound or noise do you hate?
What noise do I hate? Animals or people in pain?
Okay. What is your favorite color?
Favorite color, I'd say, is blue or orange. Those are weird ones, but those are them.
What is your least favorite color?
Least favorite color has to be tan.
All right. What profession other than your own would you like to attempt?
Digital media, you know, working in the Wizard of Oz, doing this. I like the content creation, kind of like what you're doing. It's really cool.
What profession would you not like to do?
What I wouldn't like to do is cleaning toilets at a nursing home.
All right. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at the pearly gates?
If heaven exists, I'd love him to say, "Welcome, you've done such a great job throughout your life." Just that acceptance, you know.
All right. When you arrive at heaven, who would you like to meet?
Ooh, arriving at heaven, who I'd like to meet? Probably my ancestors, you know, everyone in my family.
And finally, where can people find out more about you and Bionic Pets, and where can they catch your show?
So they can find more about me and Bionic Pets at www.bionicpets.org. They can go to the free BYU TV app to watch all the episodes of Wizard of Oz.
And that's it, ladies and gentlemen. That was Derek Cabana from Bionic Pet, and I'm Reed Miles, and I'll catch you in the next one. See you there, everybody.